Ali Alawi spent almost 3 years in the center of power in Iraq. He was Minister of Trade and Minister of Defense in the interim Iraqi Governing Council from 2003 to 2004. Alawi then served as the Minister of Finance in the Iraqi Transitional Government until 2006. He resigned after getting too frustrated by the Iraqi government's infighting in the transitional government. Steve Paulson sat down with Ali Alawi.
During Saddam Hussein's years in power, you were a prominent member of the opposition in exile, living for the most part in England. Back in 2002, did you support the American push to invade Iraq and overthrow Saddam?
Well, I mean, in 2002, it was becoming clear that the United States was practically on an irreversible course to invade. I must say, personally, I was skeptical because nobody really wants to see one's country invaded and occupied. It's not something that you would choose willingly, even if you're in mortal contest or combat with the regime in power. But my problem was that it was linked to what I thought were insufficient reasons to invade and occupy, namely the search for weapons of mass destruction and the war on terror. If it had a straight ethical content to it, in the sense that the United States finds it abhorrent or the international community finds it abhorrent that a state can commit such levels of repression against its own people and can cause such instability in the region, it had to be removed. That would have been, I think, a much better and more sound argument for invading a country, the ethical argument.
When did you realize that this war was not turning out the way the U.S. government had hoped for?
When I went back to Baghdad to join the government, I decided to keep a diary, really. And looking back at my diary entries, in October 2003, I made a personal jotting that this project is going to fail.
This was only half a year after U.S. forces went in. Already then, you realized this was a failure.
Yes. Well, this was half a year after the fall of the regime, but it was also only about 8 weeks after I became a minister that it became clear to me that the telltale signs of failure were there.
Why? What were the most obvious failures?
Well, the incoherence, the inappropriate administration, the mismanagement, the quality of people who were sent to administer a country about which very little was known in the United States, the tensions between the occupying administration and the Iraqi counterparts, both in the governing council and the cabinet, the low quality of people who were chosen to run the country, including, I might add, Iraqis. A lot of them were just incorrect. They were the wrong people in the wrong place. The whole thing just did not make sense to me.
What's been the biggest surprise to you about what has happened since the coalition invasion in 2003? What did you simply not see coming?
What I underestimated, and I think many people underestimated, was the virulence and the violence used. I thought that after a few weeks, maybe months, of resistance on the part of the Sunni Arab community, they would somehow adjust to the changeover and accept a diminished status in the context of the formation of a non-sectarian state. But that didn't happen. Instead, we had a very, very violent response.
Why do you think that didn't happen?
I think because the invasion really upended centuries-old power relationships. What happened after the war was that the empowerment of the Shias was seen to be a complete disempowerment of the Sunnis.
Yeah. Now, you have had very much an insider's perspective on Iraq over the last few years. You've been part of the post-war governing coalition, first as Minister of Defense between 2003 and 2004, then Minister of Finance between 2005 and 2006. And along the way, you have made some interesting personal choices, such as choosing to live outside the Green Zone in Baghdad. Why did you do that?
For the most prosaic reasons, because my house is there. My family house is outside of the Green Zone. So I prefer to live in my own house. But with that said, I really wanted to also make a point. I mean, I didn't want to live in a cocoon, a fortress-like cocoon, where you have all the, you know, creature comforts and power is uninterrupted and relatively safe and all of that. But you're completely disconnected with the rest of the country. But there were negative consequences of that. One of them is that wherever I had to travel from, let's say, my home to the ministry, you had to be very carefully on guard against ambushes and assassins and so on.
But wasn't your convoy ambushed twice?
My convoy was ambushed twice. Once it was really a very serious affair. We were attacked in a square by shooters who were around buildings around it, something the equivalent of sort of Times Square in New York, the Baghdad version of it. Another time I had stopped my convoy for lunch and some of my guards went out to provide lunch for the security detail. There's about 60 of them.
60 people in your security detail?
Yes.
Wow.
They were attacked by a suicide bomber. So I lost 3 of my guards killed to a suicide bomber and 6 very badly wounded. That obviously shook us up considerably. It's a frightening, well, terrifying experience.
Yeah.
To just watch it. So it became increasingly unsafe. So this symbolic gesture also had its costs.
Ali Alawi was Minister of Trade and Minister of Defense in the interim Iraqi Governing Council from 2003 to 2004. Alawi was then Minister of Finance in the Iraqi Transitional Government until 2006. During that time, he survived 2 assassination attempts. Alawi's book is called The Occupation of Iraq: Winning the War, Losing the Peace. Steve Paulson spoke with him.